Well, we asked you earlier if you would like to make your very own lens, and we sent Ben and Dave and Akeem out to Parkside Community College, where they were chopping up plastic lemonade bottles with pairs of scissors and adding water to them. So let's find out how they got on.
Hello again, welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still at Parkside Community College in Cambridge. I'm still with Jack Nikesh and Dave Ansell, and we've got a small piece of plastic that was cut out of a lemonade bottle. It looks like a really big contact lens. It's the curved bit around the top. And Dave, you said we're going to make a camera. At the moment, this looks like a bit of plastic. What's next?
So Mikesh is holding the lens very gently, and now I want Jack to pour a little bit of water in, just sort of fill it half full of water.
So we don't want it overflowing, we just want it just half full of water.
Yeah, otherwise you just make a mess on the floor.
Okay, then I'm just pouring the water slowly into the contact lens to halfway.
That looks good.
It still looks like a contact lens, but now it's got a few drops of water in there. It's quite close to overflowing, actually, but hopefully we'll get something from it anyway. What do we have to do now?
Now, I want Mikesh to hold it so it isn't bending it at all, so try and hold it very gently. You want to hold it to try and make the water as circular as possible.
Whilst at the same time trying not to spill water everywhere.
That would be ideal. But you also want to hold it so as the light can get into it quite easily.
So you want to hold it very carefully so the water stays circular and you can hold it up towards the light without obscuring the light that's hitting it.
Now, I've got a piece of paper on the floor here just to make things more interesting, because the floor is directly below the light. So if we can come down to this piece of paper.
OK, well, we're only about a foot off the ground now, and Dave's got a few white pieces of paper.
Come down gently, up a bit. Can you see what we're starting to get a picture of on the floor?
Yeah, it's the light above us. Yeah, you can see the light fitting that's above us on the piece of paper.
So as well as seeing the shadow of your hand, Dave, we seem to be seeing a projected image of the light above us.
Yeah, just like you get inside a camera. What we've actually made with the water inside this piece of plastic is a lens. Now, a lens is a very specially shaped, transparent thing. If light hits something like water at an angle, it tends to slow down a bit. And that also tends to bend it in towards the water. And when it leaves, it tends to bend away from it. This means that things like water or glass can distort light. Now, a lens is a very special shape, which means that all the light from one point above it, so like one point on the light fitting, will appear at one point below it on the piece of paper. So if you imagine all the different points in the light fitting which are glowing and giving out light will get focused into different places on the paper and build up an image. And so you get an image of the light fitting on the paper.
So the shape of the lens affects whereabouts on the paper the light from above gets focused. And if it's the right shape, then it actually focuses in the same pattern as it's coming from the original source. And so it's an image rather than just a light.
If I bend the plastic too much in one direction, that means that the light's never all going to focus in the same point. So you get a very, very fuzzy image, which isn't nearly as good.
So it really is like a contact lens because we're using it to focus light.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, your eye works in a very similar way. If you look at the front, you have the cornea, which is very curved, just the same sort of shape as a piece of plastic, and it's got water and jelly-like stuff behind it. So light comes in from outside and gets focused onto the back of your eye called the retina, which then detects when it has light on it and sends signals back to your brain to tell your brain that you've seen something.
And we need to wear contact lenses when our eyes can't focus that light as well as it should ourselves. So by putting a lens in front of our eyes, it allows the light to focus properly.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually just changing the shape of your cornea to the right shape so as the light will focus on the back of your eyes.
Fantastic. Well, did you think you'd be making a lens out of water today?
No, I didn't. I didn't really have any idea what was going to happen. And it was quite amazing what happened.
No, but it was lots of fun.
So do you think you'd be showing your friends how to make a lens out of water and plastic?
Yeah, I could probably do it because party coming up, you know, a little party trick to do.
Okay, well, I hope at home you were able to make an image of whatever light was above you using just a piece of plastic and a small amount of water, and hopefully you didn't spill any on the carpet. So that's it from Parkside Community College today. That's all from Dave Ansell.
Goodbye.
And it's all from Jack and Nikesh.
Bye.
Bye.
And it's all from me. Back to the studio.
Thanks, Ben. So you can make a lens using only a small circle cut out of a plastic bottle and a small amount of water. Fantastic. For more experiments you can try out at home, visit www.thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience.
Thank you very much. Now,